And finally, on today's Daily, from the fall of the Taliban until their recapture of Afghanistan last summer, the lives of ordinary people in Afghanistan have had to respond and adapt to the political turmoil around them. A new film, My Childhood, My Country, 20 Years in Afghanistan, attempts to uncloak the experience of one individual during this time by following the story of Mir Hussein from boyhood to adult life. Monocle's Sophie Monaghan-Coombs tells us more.
The Taliban is now out of business.
We will honor those commitments of rebuilding Afghanistan.
Phil Grabsky is a British filmmaker. He believes he was the first foreign filmmaker to travel into Afghanistan after the fall of the Taliban in 2001. Once there, he headed to Bamiyan and met those who had been internally displaced to the city and were now living in its surrounding caves. In the harshness of the setting, he meets a particularly charismatic young boy, Mir Hussein, who stares down his camera lens.
Over the next 2, 3, 4 days, when I'm wandering around Bamiyan, getting to know people, he was always there with his 3 or 4 friends, always smiling, had a very cute little hat, very cute face. And the third night, I asked some of the men if they would take me into the caves, where there's this network of carved steps and kind of cubby holes, and it's an exciting place to go into. 1,000 years ago, it would have been full of Buddhist monks. And the men said, oh, we can't, we're too exhausted, the kids will take you. And in that moment, when Mir and his friends took me on a little tour, which again, some of this footage is in the film, I suddenly thought, and I'd say it's the best decision I've made in 250 films, I thought, he's the story. Because over the next year, I went 3 times over a period of a year, he is active, he is going to be going to school, he is going to get up to mischief, and he did and more. But also it will project an audience to think about the future of Afghanistan, not just about the past, but about what's going to happen. Is our intervention, how well are we handling it? How much is it actually helping Afghans? How much is his life being improved or not? And, you know, as I said, it was probably the best decision I've made as a filmmaker.
The film My Childhood, My Country, 20 Years in Afghanistan, follows Mir for 20 years. In doing so, it becomes an incredible document of his life and Afghanistan as the country changes around him. Phil didn't plan to film for so long, but as Mir grows up, getting a job, marrying, having children, as his story continues to be written, Phil, alongside his Afghan co-director Shoaib Sharifi, continue to film it.
We decided to follow his life for 10 years and couldn't have anticipated all the scrapes and all the things that happened to him. You know, we were there filming the one day that some foreign troops came through the village. But, you know, foreign troops visited that village once and they couldn't get out quick enough. The village has a mountain behind it. People used to graze their goats on the mountain, grow wheat. Then they discovered it was a mountain of coal and it became like the Wild West, a gold rush. Yeah, so lots of things I could not have predicted happened that changed Mir's life enormously.
The film combines huge changes to the Afghan way of life, such as the arrival of foreign troops, with the universal moments of teenage life. Mir's attempts to use a mobile phone to speak with girls in Kabul is one example. Eventually, he becomes a cameraman himself and films the joyful excitement of football matches alongside other events like the frequent suicide bombs taking place around him. He begins to shoot moments which become part of the film in which he's already playing the main character. For Phil, this film holds Mir's stories as well as lessons for all of us about filmmaking and journalism focused on Afghanistan.
There is really no such thing as the fly on the wall that has no impact. You have to be very responsible about how you behave with that in this case, how you behave with that family, with that individual, both while you're filming and after you've finished. You know, before you even start, you have to think that your responsibility to those people will not end when you complete the film. So there's lots to be learned by watching this film. And the great thing about Mir is that he's such an extraordinarily entertaining, enthusiastic, optimistic kind of companion over these 20 years. He'd never once said, I don't want to be filmed anymore. And I gave him, you know, it's his, you hear his words throughout the film. And right at the end, I said, "What's your conclusion?" I didn't tell him what to say. I was rather surprised that he had such an optimistic view of things. Basically, he says, you know, there's no point being pessimistic. I can't go through life being pessimistic. I have to be optimistic. Then the Taliban returned. I'm still amazed by his resilience.
That was Phil Grabsky, co-producer and co-director of My Childhood, My Country, 20 Years in Afghanistan, in conversation with Monocle's Sophie Monaghan-Coombs.